Again, proud of our football team today. Short week, you know, coming off of a tough game against the Jets, and then, you know, coming in here and playing the Bears. You know, it's just a big challenge for us, but they really rose to it. Really proud of our guys on offense, not turning the ball over. You know, tough conditions out there, but they did a real good job of protecting the ball for the most part. I mean, I know Chicago had a couple of chances to get it there, but, you know, overall we were able to keep it. And, you know, had some field position, and we were able to get some points on the board early, take advantage of some turnovers and opportunities. And, of course, the play to Deion at the end of the half, I mean, that was, you know, two great players there making a great play. So really got to give Tom and Deion a lot of credit on that one for just great execution. It's good to win, good to, you know, good to come out here and you know, play well against the Bears. It's a good football team. I'm sure they'll got a lot of football left. And, you know, we'll just go back and turn around here against Green Bay.
Bill, when did you decide that you would be able to spread them out and throw the ball and then prevent you from doing that? Was that a game kind of decision?
Well, yeah, I think anytime you get into a game like this, you kind of got to see what you feel like you can do, what you can do, what you can't do. Some plays you want to, you feel good about, other plays you probably want to, you know, get rid of. Probably should have got rid of that toss play we ran the second play of the game. That would have been a good one to forget about. But, right, just kind of just seeing how it goes in pregame warm-up, and then as you get into the game, kind of getting a feel for what, you know, what you're able to execute and what you're not.
How would you describe the conditions and the way they played out in the game?
Well, I mean, the wind was a factor, and there was snow on the field from the beginning, and you know, the flurries made it sometimes hard for the, you know, skilled guys to see. You know, you get that snow coming down, you got to but it's, you know, it changed. You know, at times it was still out there, and other times the wind was, you know, it was a big factor. So certainly the footing was an issue. That's good, but, you know, we're just going to keep playing. I'm sure when the end of the season comes, somebody will tell us what we need to do.
Billy, Bill, you guys have lost Friday. How much
does
it help to have a guy like Gary?
Well, Gary, you know, Gary did a great job for us. He's played well for 3 years, and he's you know, does a lot of things for us. So, you know, it's always good to have him in the game. He makes a lot of plays for us. He has all year. So, you know, going back to the Cincinnati game, you know, he started us off on the right foot in that game, and, you know, had a good play today. You know, scooped it up, had the interception. It's a nice play by Devin getting the ball out. And, you know, we're able to turn that into a score. That was a big play for us.
Well, your teams have always played very well in bad weather. How much of that is mental toughness? How much of it is physical?
I don't know. Probably a combination of both. I don't know.
Does it take extra concentration to play in the
game? Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You got to deal with a lot of, you know, a lot of things in that. You know, it's less than perfect out there. So you have to, you know, find a way to be able to execute the plays that you have called. You know, in whatever conditions we have to play in. Sooner or later, we're going to get them all. You know, we practice in them, and, you know, whether it's Chicago or New England or someplace else and at this time of year, you know, you're going to get that sooner or later. So the credit goes to the players. You know, they were able to execute and do the things we need to do, and they've done it before, and they stepped up and did it again today. So I'm really proud of the way they performed.
So what do guys like Deion and Wes so well in these elements? What does the difference make with a guy like that? Just knowing the ropes,
shorthands? I think they perform pretty well, and it's been nice too. So, I mean, they're good football players, so that's what good football players do. They play well in all conditions.
Well, was there something specific coming out of the single game that you really wanted to address, or was it just a bad day that you forget and went? You played so well since?
Well, yeah, there weren't a lot of good things in that game, so. You know, each game's its own game. You know, we had challenges this week against Chicago that, you know, were different from what we had with the Jets, which were different than what we're going to have next week in Green Bay. So, you know, we have to take each game one game at a time and try to figure out what we need to do to, you know, to compete against that particular opponent. And that's the way we treat every game. So I can't imagine it being any different.
Well, it comes to last week in the D. They thought they were a little bit short on the Jets defense,
You know, Tom prepares as well as any player I've ever been around. So, you know, I don't think he's very capable of, you know, getting ready to play and going out there and playing well. He's been doing that for a long time. So, you know, I coach Tom just like I coach all the other players on the team. Try to help him when I can, but, you know, in the end, what it comes down to is his players going out and making plays and playing well. And, you know, Tom did that again today. So,
do you think he sees the weather as a challenge?
Well, I think any quarterback would love to play in 70 degrees, no wind, ideal conditions. That's the best for throwing the ball. But we have to play in whatever we get. So, you know, it's the same for their quarterback as our quarterback, and our running backs and their running backs, and our pass rushers and their pass rushers. So whatever it is, we can't control that. We can't worry about it. We just have to go out there and do the best we can at it. And that's and Tom's always done that. You know, he's always done that. I don't think he gets... I don't think it really bothers him what it is. Whatever it is, he does the best he can and then tries to make it work.
Bill, Devin McCourty, you didn't play in the second half. It was announced he had a rib injury. How much was the decision to keep him out precautionary, or was it more a reflection of the severity of that injury?
His injury or anybody else's injury is all the same. It's done by the medical department, so... They clear a player to play, he plays. They don't, he doesn't.
Do you have a feel right now how severe that might be, if you might be looking at it?
No, I just walked in off the field, Mike.
Bill, how impressed with Shane Graham today in the special teams?
Good. Yeah, I mean, another extra point. You know, the easiest kick ended up being the hardest one. But, no, I thought he kicked the ball well in tough conditions. And I think a lot of credit also needs to go to Matt and Zoltan for, you know, just the whole operation. I mean, it's not just the kicking, it's the, you know, snapping and getting the ball down. So, you know, tough day to kick, tough day to snap, tough day to hold, tough day to return. But, you know, we got some plays in the return game, you know, from Julian, and their returners ran well, too. So it was, there's some good special teams plays out there. A couple of them, not what we want to see, but, you know, in the coverage end of it. But, you know, the returners did a good job. I think when you get to the end of the week and you have a pretty good idea what the forecast is going to be or what the actual conditions for the game are going to be, then you can talk a little more specifically about that. I think it's hard to talk about that several days in advance. You know, this game, the forecast changed 20 times in, you know, 3 days, so... but once you know what it is, then you can be a little more specific about it. So, you know, we did that, and you know, we always try to do that. We try to, you know, cover the things that we feel like are significant to the game, whatever they happen to be. Certainly, the weather was, you know, be included in that list this week.
How would you compare this win with 2008 finale?
Well, there wasn't any snow in that game. You know, the field was dry, but I'd say not as windy. Not nearly as windy. That wind was, I don't think I've ever been in a game with that kind of wind. It was windy, but it wasn't nearly that bad today.
Bill, is it the warm-ups help you prepare for this, or is it more just getting into the first couple of seasons?
What now?
The warm-ups help?
Yeah, definitely, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's it. Those are the conditions. So it's not going to change too much. Well, it could, but it you know, didn't today. It changed too much from the warm-ups to the game conditions, so... as far as throwing the ball, running routes, kicking it, all those things, what we saw in pregame warm-ups is pretty close to what we saw during the game. And so you kind of get a feel for what a player can do at those at that point, and then you base your decisions on that as you go into the game. And then as the game goes along, sometimes you have to change that. But for the most part, it usually, unless the conditions change, it's probably about what it is.
So your final question happened?
No.
The Jets just lost.
No. Well, we can't worry about every other team. You know, I mean, we can't be scoreboard watching and worry about every other team in the league. We're worried about ourselves and just trying to play well, and, you know, whatever else happens. Okay.